नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
गुड मॉर्निंग, टुडेज न्यूज 18 Daybreak इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय राखी बोस। As an intense political debate dominates the discourse in India over the National Register for Citizens in Assam, the fates of the 40 lakh people who do not find a mention in the final draft hang in the balance. While the allegation is that these individuals are Bangladeshi nationals and must go back to the country, Bangladesh has refused to accommodate the huge population. Speaking exclusively to CNN News 18, Bangladesh Information Minister Hasanul Haq Inu said that this is an internal issue for Assam in India and that Bangladesh has nothing to do with it. Meanwhile, instances of NRC registration skipping a generation and professionals such as teachers, doctors and lawyers not finding their names on the NRC despite claiming stake to citizenship have led to chaos in the state. Once known as the pub capital of India, Bangalore may soon lose this moniker. A ban on live music, as some are calling it, could mean that the city's many pubs and restaurants may soon have to shut shop. As many as 393 restaurants and pubs have been sent notices, while 326 have already been given closure notices by the city police. In yet another controversial statement, Hindutva leader Sadhvi Prachi has asked Muslim women to marry Hindu men and embrace their religion in order to get rid of practices like triple talaq and nikah halala. Vishwa Hindu Parishad leader said that she would meet Muslim women, including Bareilly's Nida Khan, who has a fatwa against her, and request them to accept Hinduism. In an attempt to provide aid and care to the beggars and homeless elderly people of Kolkata, Bay Umra Calendar, an initiative conceptualized by the well-known fashion designer Agni Mitra Paul, is breaking stereotypes about calendar models. Unlike glamorous models as seen on Kingfisher calendars, Bay Umra uses paupers and homeless elderly people for models, who are decked in Agni Mitra's designer outfits. Weeks after not being able to find 11 women staying in a Muzaffarpur shelter home in Bihar, a government official lodged another FIR against Brajesh Thakur and the staff of a tainted NGO. The same culprits are already accused in a girl's sexual abuse case in another government-run shelter home in Bihar. The latest FIR has further raised questions about the manner in which the mastermind of these children's home sexual abuse cases got the licenses for running so many shelter homes. In a state cabinet meeting on Tuesday, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal approved a proposal by the Delhi Social Welfare Department to de-link the Aadhaar from widow and old age pension for residents of Delhi. Kejriwal claimed that this decision was taken considering the sufferance of people due to the inability of banks in linking Aadhaar to bank accounts. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day ahead.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.